after we ground, we had one of these old, hip turn, and we'd grind a sausage up, and then my mother would put sage and black pepper and different other spices in it there, and would mix it all up together, and then we would take it and put it in these sacks or cubes that she made, and then we'd tie them all, and then we'd hang them in the smokehouse and let them age.
Did you ever hear of anybody using the intestine of the hog?
Oh, yes, sir. Well, now, we use intestines of the hog. The only time that I ever left my mother's table from eating was the time she cooked a big bunch of chitlins. Now, they loved chitlins, Mama and Daddy both. But see, Daddy died. Of course, after Daddy died, well, Mama, we still killed hogs. And Mama wanted her some chitlins, and she made a big bunch of chitlins. And I come in, I said, good God, Mama, what's that to smell of chitlins? I said, that's the best you got there. I just go to town. So I got in the car and went to town eating. Because that's something I have not never ate. I have never had no intention of eating. I raise hogs and nothing in them nastier than hogs. And that's the part that is nasty. And I just can't eat it.
I've never eaten any. I'm like him. I don't have any desire to.
Now there are
your
people.
In fact, I don't remember that part ever being kept. It was always thrown away in the gully.
Mama and Daddy never did throw it away in the colored people up here. Never did throw them away.
There wasn't as many colored people up where I was raised as in this area.
Well, I tell you what, Mama would do there. Maybe they'd be busy there, and they said, Laura, if you clean those chitlins there, you can have half of them.